This is 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to 6 Minute English. I'm Kate Collin and joining us today to help with some of the language in the programme is Rebecca. Hi Rebecca.
Hello Kate.
Now, you may be familiar with the idea that laughter is supposed to be healthy. Have you ever heard of this idea before, Rebecca?
Well, I have vaguely heard that laughing's meant to be good for stress levels or something. And I know from personal experience that you always feel better after a good laugh. It just gives you a natural high. This expression means you feel happy or energetic without any artificial stimulants.
Indeed. Well, this principle has led a Dr. Madan Kataria in India to devise a new type of activity, laughter yoga.
Oh, that sounds fun. Well, this is a type of exercise routine which combines laughter with yogic breathing and is carried out in a group with other people. There are now more than 100 laughter clubs across India and they are increasing in number all the time.
But before we find out more about this new activity, let's have the question for this week. Are you ready?
I am.
Okay, well, which city in India did laughter yoga originate in? Was it A, Delhi, B, Darjeeling, or C, Mumbai?
I will guess C, Mumbai.
Well, according to research, laughter releases endorphins into the body. Endorphins are a chemical naturally released in the brain which can reduce pain and make us feel relaxed or energetic. Before we listen to the next extract about the benefits of laughing, let's go over some of the health-related vocabulary we might come across. So first, immune system. What does immune system mean?
Yes, the immune system is the ability of our body to protect itself against infection. If we have a strong immune system, we're able to fight off illnesses and remain fit and healthy most of the time. To boost means to make stronger. So if something boosts our immune system, it means that it helps it become more powerful and therefore prevents us from getting ill so often.
Okay, and anaesthetic.
An anaesthetic is a substance which makes your pain disappear. So, for example, if you have an operation, then you will have an anaesthetic injection.
And the expression burning off calories.
A calorie is a unit of energy which is used as a measurement for the amount of energy which food provides. So to burn off calories is often used to refer to an activity which helps you lose weight.
A BBC reporter, Rob Crossan, tried laughter yoga when he was in India earlier this year, and we are going to hear him talk about the health benefits that laughter can bring. Have a listen and try to hear the words and expressions we've just learnt.
It's got incredible health benefits. The fellow who started up the whole concept of laughter yoga, a doctor called Madan Kataria, believes that laughter can boost the immune system, it can act as an anaesthetic, it burns off calories, it's exercise as a muscle relaxant.
So he said that the health benefits of laughter yoga include boosting the immune system, acting as an anaesthetic, burning off calories, it's good exercise, obviously, and it's also a muscle relaxant.
Well, it all sounds good to me, but how does it work exactly? Does everyone just wait for someone else to say something funny? What actually causes people to laugh in the first place?
Well, apparently people all around the world are learning to laugh for no reason. You don't need a sense of humour or indeed any jokes.
You know, rather than just waiting for somebody to say something funny, which often can take quite a while, let's just, you know, do it deliberately.
The idea is that you laugh deliberately at silly and trivial things. Let's hear a bit more about how our reporter dealt with it. Did he feel awkward or embarrassed to be laughing at things which he might not normally find that funny?
Well, I did think I'd be awfully British about it and feel incredibly uncomfortable. It's amazing when you have a group of 30 or 40 other people all doing incredibly silly things with you. All they have to do, really, is look you in the eye and laugh, and it's incredibly contagious. Suddenly, I'm just, you know, convulsed in laughter.
He said that so many other people were doing it that he found himself convulsed in laughter. Convulsed is a word we often use when describing uncontrollable laughter. He said he thought he was going to feel uncomfortable, but when it came down to it, he was in a large group and he found that laughter was contagious. Contagious means something that spreads easily from one person to another. So usually we talk about illnesses being contagious, but we can also use it for actions, so in this case, laughter.
Well, it certainly seemed to work, and Rob really seemed to enjoy his laughter yoga. So is this something that you might be interested in trying, Rebecca? Or is there enough laughter in your life already?
No, I think we could all probably do with some laughter yoga. Maybe we should suggest it to our boss in our lunch breaks.
That sounds like a great idea.
Yeah.
Well, we're nearly at the end of the programme, but before we go, could you take us through some of the vocabulary we've come across today?
Certainly. So first we had natural high. Endorphins boost the immune system. Anesthetic, burning off calories. Contagious and convulsed.
Thanks. And now to the question I asked you earlier. I asked you, which Indian city did laughter yoga originate in?
And I think I guessed Mumbai.
And you were absolutely right. It was, in fact, started in Mumbai, and it's spreading fast across the world. In fact, it's already reached over 60 different countries so far. Well, that's all we've got time for today. Thanks for all your help, Rebecca. And until next week, goodbye.
Bye.
That was 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.